Morning, everyone. Thank you for tuning in to listen to this White Way message. Will you please join me in God's show? The word "here" in the passage from the Larger Sutra means that sentient beings, having heard how the Buddha's vow arose, its origin and fulfillment, are altogether free of doubt. This is to hear. Namo Amida Butsu. I often think about our Sangha and what a great group of people that we have coming here each and every Sunday to share in the Dharma. Every so often, we are fortunate to have new people come, and that is always nice. Children are a plus to have in the Sangha, and they contribute so much in their own special way. While we were having services at Evohonganji, I noticed how the faces of the elders there lit up when the children were in attendance. I hope they realize that the children's presence do contribute to their well-being as well. It's been known that when they bring pets to the nursing home, the residents there often show their glowing faces. So this morning, I would like to discuss with you what the meaning of a temple is. Originally, the place where people gathered to listen to the Dharma and discuss matters was called a dojo. For those of you that are familiar with martial arts, the word dojo is familiar to you. Dojo means a practice hall, such as karate dojo, aikido dojo, kendo dojo, and so forth and so on. They always have the meaning of practicing hard to develop a technique or to develop self-discipline and to reflect and to realize one's limitations. Temples of most Buddhist sects have been built in quiet and isolated atmospheres. For example, take the Tendai sect, where our founder Shinran practiced and studied for 20 years and finally left because he could not find enlightenment. It's situated on Mount Hiei, way above in the hills of Kyoto. The reason for this is that there the monks can meditate and concentrate in that environment. However, in the Jodo Shinshu sect, or the Honganji sect to which we belong to, our temples are called Monpo Dojo. Mon means to hear, or Po or Ho means the Dharma, and Dojo means the place or hall for practice. The Honganji temples are therefore the place where one listens to and hears the Dharma. Therefore, Honganji temples are generally built in cities and towns where it is convenient for people to attend the services and to listen and to share the Dharma. Incidentally, the main temple of the Honganji is right in the middle of town. Now, what does Shinran say about what it is that we should listen to? He explained that the word "hear" in the passage from the Larger Sutra means that sentient beings, having heard how the Buddha's vows arose, in other words, its origin and fulfillment, are altogether free of doubt. This is the meaning of to hear. Shinran says in the preface of his seminal work, The Kyoyo Shinsho, "How joyous I am, Shinran, disciple of Shakyamuni. Rare is it to come upon the sacred scriptures from the westward land of India and the commentaries of the masters of China and Japan, but now I have been able to encounter them. Rare it is to hear them, but already I have been able to hear. Reverently entrusting myself to the teaching, practice, and realization that are the true essence of the Pure Land Way, I am especially aware of the profundity of the Tathagata's benevolence. Here I rejoice in what I have heard and extol what I have attained." In the teachings of the Buddha, we find true joy and happiness. And as we live the Dharma-centered life, we experience the happiness and joy that embraces all aspects of life, even the unpleasant and oftentimes painful ones. The Buddha teaches us to become awakened to our real conditions, which is deluded by the three poisons of greed, anger, and self-centered ignorance. He also teaches us to overcome delusion. Understanding this makes us aware of our own karma, in turn makes us aware of the Nimbutsu through the wisdom and compassion of Amida Buddha. This mirror-like teachings of the Buddha is what transforms us, and we show gratitude by repeating the name of the Buddha. But Buddhism also teaches us to share the Dharma with others, and we come to benefit ourselves as well. This is the Bodhisattva path. The way of the Bodhisattva suggests that instead of thinking of our own self-centered behavior, it suggests other ways of thinking that benefits others first, caring for others' happiness and well-being, understanding others, and practicing selflessness. Let me share this story about hell and the Buddha land. A person had a dream of going to hell and going back to the Buddha's land. In hell, there is delicious-looking food in the middle, but no one can reach it because the food in the middle is in the middle of a deep valley. There were also long pairs of chopsticks, which were of sufficient length to reach the food. All the people in hell tried to eat the food with the long chopsticks. Though one could reach the food with the chopsticks, it was impossible to eat it because the chopsticks were too long. Meanwhile, other people tried to catch the food from the chopsticks but did not want to give the food to the other people. So nobody could eat it, and they fought each other for the food. They all looked furious and unhappy. Then the person visited the Buddha's land in his dream. The scene was the same. There was food in the middle with long chopsticks. This time, however, everyone looked happy and well. In the Buddha land, one picks up the chopsticks and gives them to the other. The person receives them gratefully and uses the chopstick to pick up the food and give the food to another person. In this way, they fed each other and they all enjoyed delicious food. In hell, everyone is thinking about their own benefit, but not for others. On the other hand, in the Buddha's land, everyone is thinking about others' happiness and their benefits first. The Bodhisattva way, or the Buddha's way, is to care for others without thinking of their own benefit. And the Bodhisattva's happiness comes from the joy of benefiting others. In expressing his joy over what he read and heard, Shinran shares a teaching with us. But rather than forcing people to follow the Nembutsu path, he simply shared his understanding and experience of the Nembutsu with them. Sharing the Buddha Dharma selflessly with awareness of our own selfish deeds is the practice of the Bodhisattva. This spirit of sharing can be practiced in various forms in our lives. Would you please join me once again in Dasho? Selfishness has been with us for many years. Hatred, desire, and ignorance are all based on the self-centered clinging. Realizing this is the first step. The I, my, me, mindness that can be transformed into the no I, my, me, mindness through the Dharma, guiding us to think about others' happiness and peace first. Namo Amida Butsu. Thank you all very much for listening, and have a great day, and always.